Joe Johnson strode past a row of parked Cadillacs, Buicks, and Lincolns, most of them black, stretching almost the entire length of Benton Place Northwest, a tree-lined street and one of Washington, D.C.'s smartest suburbs, nestled amid an array of embassy buildings. Halfway up the street was a three-story brick home, a grand affair with a 50-yard frontage, three short flights of steps leading to the broad front door, and a porch bookended by stone pillars. A hint of drizzle fell from the dark clouds that scudded in from the west and left water dripping from the ornate black metal fence in front of the property. It was only just after 1 o'clock, but the light from the chandeliers in the downstairs rooms cut a clear swath through the gloom. Suited businessmen and women in navy cocktail dresses or cream pantsuits hurried in, all of them greeted by a tall man in the doorway. There he was, Philip M. Peterson, the man who had invited Johnson. He was a bit thicker around the middle, without a doubt, and had a few gray streaks in his black hair, but otherwise was as he had been a decade and a half ago. Johnson walked up the steps and raised his hand in greeting as the man spotted him. "Philip, hello. I decided to come after all." Philip held out his hand and they shook.
"Been a long time, Joe," Philip said. 15 years or more, isn't it?"
"About that. Nice little place you've got here." Johnson ran his hand across the short-cropped semicircle of graying hair that surrounded his bald patch.
"Thanks. Well, go on in. We'll chat later. I've got someone who's keen to meet you, to talk about your war crimes lectures," Philip said.
Johnson nodded and walked through the door into the vast hallway. An array of blue banners hung from the walls, all proclaiming the same slogan, "David Kudrow, 2012, Reviving America." Republican Party officials ushered guests into the ballroom and handed out fundraising leaflets. Johnson took one and stepped to one side to read it. "David Kudrow, your best chance of a Republican in the White House," it proclaimed in large letters, above a picture of the candidate. There was a brief biography and a reprinted New York Times editorial headlined, "Kudrow Set to Sink Romney and Take GOP Nomination." Flipping it over, Johnson noticed a small photograph of a smiling Philip at the bottom, captioned, "Confident, Campaign Manager Philip M. Peterson." Johnson shook his head, crumpled the leaflet into a ball, and tossed it into a nearby bin. He accepted a glass of champagne from a server and meandered into the ballroom, which was furnished with rows of seats and a small platform at the front, bedecked with more Kudrow banners and the stars and stripes. He made straight for the back row, but before he could sit down, he felt a tap on his shoulder.
"Joe, I thought it was you. What are you doing here?"
Johnson jumped and swung around to find a familiar face. It took him a moment to find some words.
"Fiona. Hi. I didn't know journalists were invited today. How's things?"
Johnson hesitated, unsure whether to shake her hand, kiss her, or do nothing. They both made awkward half movements before Fiona inclined toward him. He bent down and pecked her on the cheek.
"Me? Oh, I guess I'm okay, sort of," she said. "I'm still at Inside Track doing political stuff. Head down, you know, getting on with things. Trying to pay my bills, stay out of financial trouble with the bank, with very limited success right now, I have to say," she said. "I miss the Times, occasionally, but the website is quicker, and they're breaking more stories, so I enjoy it."
She put her hand on the back of the chair beside Johnson.
"I'll sit here, next to you. How are you doing?"
"Usual routine. Working away, still doing private investigations. The kids are doing fine, you know. Growing up scarily fast," Johnson said.
They looked at each other for a second, but she didn't reply, and they sat down at the end of the back row. Johnson studied her. Fiona Heppenstall's hair was longer, and her jacket a little sharper than they were the last time he had seen her back in 2006, when she was still at the New York Times. Johnson said, "I'm only here because I had an invite out of the blue from Peterson."